I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Compassion International has been hit hard in the last few weeks at project sites. The ministry works in Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Mexico, and Guatemala, all of which have been recently devastated by natural disasters. The first hit came from the Category 5 Hurricane Irma just a couple weeks ago. Compassion's Becca Bishop.
Right now, we know that a little over 3,000 of our children in Haiti have been affected. Several were seriously injured, and one of those children lost a caregiver.
A little over 300 children have been affected in the Dominican Republic, but three of Compassion's church partners have had damage, so please pray for the children affected, the individuals taking care of these kids, and for the first responders in these countries. If you'd like to help tangibly, visit missionnews.org. And what does a movement look like among Great Commission thinkers? It looks like what happened at Missio Nexus Annual Leadership Conference late last week. MNN's Ruth Kramer.
Dodd, the premise of this year's conference is this. The Great Commission is too big for anyone to accomplish alone and too important not to try to do together. We spoke with the Senior Vice President of Missio Nexus, Marv Newell, to learn more.
We try to convene as many mission agencies and leaders and even churches that have mission emphasis once a year at a conference to focus on a topic that helps drive the mission movement forward from North America.
And this year, Missio Nexus celebrated its 100th year anniversary. So this year's theme was foundations. In other words, resetting focus on evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. It's important for the church to remember why we do what we do. From Dallas, Texas, Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.